It's a quiet day here at Sieb Farms in Poseyville, Indiana. All you'll hear is the rustling of corn stalks in the breeze. For Mark Sieb and his family, it's a period of calm before harvest starts. Last year, they took on extra work, completing a complicated planning process for the future of the farm.
If it's all in one person's name, whatever, and then something happens to that person, then there's a scramble to try to get everything covered. And we don't want that. We wanted to have everything with transition, allow for the nephews to work their way into the farm.
Passing a farm on to the next generation can be quite the undertaking, much more complicated than a simple will. As Mark's nephew Matt says, they had to share detailed financial records, family history, and goals with a third-party business that specializes in succession planning.
It was a little scary, you know, but we finally sat down, talked together. It's like, if we're going to do this, we need to let them in like they're part of the family. We need to be 100% honest with them. We basically need to tell them everything about us. I mean everything. So they can put together the best thing possible. So when they're done, it's like we can finally sleep better at night.
Succession planning like this is important to every business, but it isn't always done in rural areas. Carl Sieb, the on-paper manager of the farm, says it can be tough work for farmers on top of existing responsibilities.
I think for a lot of people I talk to, at least, the general assumption is, yeah, we need to do it, but we just haven't started.
Much is at stake if that planning isn't done. Owners may be left scrambling to find a buyer for all their assets if their kids don't want to be involved in the farm. They might have to lease out the land to be worked by someone else, eating away at take-home income. The hurdle of starting a farm in today's economy is also a challenge.
You can't start from nothing. It's a high dollar to get started when you've got a combine that's $500,000 and that only does harvesting, period.
Luckily for the Siebes, specialized help is available. Dennis Hanks and Art Littlefield are estate planning specialists at Lincoln Financial Advisors. They focus solely on agribusiness services. Together, they both covered the Siebes succession planning process. They say that the process looks straightforward on paper, but rarely turns out that way. Farms are typically family-owned businesses, and as Hanks puts it, anyone in a family knows that can bring disagreement.
There just tends to be a lot of conflict, lack of communication in families that, as a result, cause the succession planning to be difficult.
Littlefield says even a smoother sailing deal is time-consuming, and every hour spent working on this is an hour spent not working on the farm. That can be especially harmful to smaller farms that may not have the workforce needed to handle everything simultaneously.
Many of the issues that we need to address include planting and harvest, that we only have a limited window that farm families will be available.
The price of this specialized service is determined by the size of the farm and whether complications arise during the process. The Sieb Farm is one of many that make up a rich tapestry of family agricultural legacies throughout Indiana. The State Department of Agriculture recognizes farms that have been in one family for at least 100 years. Bruce Kettler, director of the department, says that these accolades, or Hoosier Homestead Awards, are a way for the state to underline the importance of family-run agriculture.
Our farmers, they want to take care of the land. They want to do the right thing when it comes to things like conservation and making sure that land is available for somebody to have in the future.
For Kettler, this passing of the torch presents an opportunity to involve a younger generation in agriculture.
What I appreciate about current and younger generations is they tend to have a pretty entrepreneurial mindset. So sometimes they'll come back and say, okay, this farm, we used to raise crops, we used to raise livestock. I'm going to find a way to get them back involved in that business.
We try and go from corn to beans and never want to.
So what convinced the nephews to go through all this trouble and continue working on the farm? For Carl Sieb, it's really straightforward.
It's in your blood. I feel like more than anything, you know, I think for me more than anything, looking at the legacy that's already here and wanting to say that I've been able to help continue, it's important to me.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.